Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in a portion of the second book of Samuel, chapter 24. And again, the anger of Yehovah was fierce against Israel, and he incited David against them, saying, Go, count Israel and Judah. And the king said to Joab, the commander of the host, who was with him, Go about, I pray, in all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and muster ye the people. And I will know the number of the people. And Joab said unto the king, And may Yahuwah thy God add to the people as these and as these 100 times, and the eyes of my lord the king may see. But why does my lord the king delight in this thing? But the word of the king was firm against Joab and against the princes of the host. And Joab and the princes of the host went out before the king to number the people Israel. And they went about in all the land, and they came at the end of 9 months and 20 days to Jerusalem. And Joab gave the number of the numbering of the people to the king. And Israel was 800,000 men of valor drawing the sword, and the men of Judah 500,000 men. And the heart of David smote him. After that he numbered the people, and David said unto Yehovah, I have sinned exceedingly in what I have done. And now, Yehovah, cause, I pray, the iniquity of thy servant to pass away, for I have been very senseless. And David arose in the morning, and the word of Yehovah was to Gad the prophet, visionary of David. And David said to Gad, I am in adversity exceedingly. Let us fall, I pray, into the hand of Yehovah, for his compassions are many. But into the hand of man let us not fall. And Yehovah sent a pestilence against Israel from the morning and even to the time appointed. And there died of the people from Dan and even to Beersheba 70,000 men. And David said unto Yehovah, when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, Behold, I have sinned, I have committed iniquity, but these, the flock, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray, be against me and against my father's house. And Gad came to David that day and said unto him, Go up and raise an altar under Yehovah in the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite. And David went up according to the word of Gad as Yehovah commanded. And Arunah looked out and saw the king and his servants passing over toward him. And Arunah went out and bowed himself down before the king, his face to the earth. And Arunah said, What is my lord the king come unto his servants? And David said, To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto Yehovah, and that the striking may be restrained from the people. And Arunah said unto David, Let my lord the king take and offer up what is good in his eyes. See the cattle for a burnt offering, and the threshers and the vessels of the cattle for wood. All these did Arunah the king give to the king. And Arunah said to the king, Yehovah, thy God, be well pleased with thee. And the king said to Arunah, Nay, but bind, I will buy it of thee at a price, and I will not offer up burnt offerings unto Yehovah my God for nothing. And David bought the threshing floor and the cattle for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar unto Yehovah, and offered up burnt offerings and peace offerings. And Yehovah was supplicated for the land, and the striking was restrained from Israel. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in a portion of the work Apocalypse explained regarding the internal sense of numbering, a portion of number 453. To number means to know the quality of a thing. Here, the quality of the good and truth with those now treated of. It also signifies that the Lord alone knows this. For no man and no angel knows the quality of good and truth with another in every series and connection, but only something of it that is apparent in externals. Yet every quality is of infinite extension, for it joins and associates itself with innumerable things that lie concealed within, and that abide without, and that spread out in every direction. All this no one sees but the Lord alone. Therefore, it is the Lord alone by whom all are arranged and disposed according to their quality. For he sees the quality of everyone. Thus, what his nature is, and what will happen to him to eternity. Since the Lord's sight, which is called omniscience, foresight, and providence is eternal. This is why no one except the Lord alone knows the quality of good and truth with anyone. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.